Hello.
Hello, my name is Secret, returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
46530. I had something run through my bank account from you, and I'd like to know what it is.
Okay, and may I have the first and last name, please?
Pamela Seisinger.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the address for me, please?
50572 Hollybrook Drive, Granger, Indiana.
Thank you. I'm just waiting for this to load up. So I see that you entered a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid on November 29th, paying $574.
That was canceled. My bank canceled that. And then I called. That was canceled through you.
And what day did you call?
I need my money. I'm sorry?
What day did you call?
I don't know what day it was. It was when you guys tried to put that through my account previously. My bank canceled my card, gave me a new card, and somehow you're still putting that through my bank.
Hey,
I had enough money
showing...
in my account for my enough money in my account for my gas bill, and today I've got you guys holding my money. That was canceled. It was a gentleman that I talked to at the time. And he canceled all that out. I've not gotten anything from you. I don't want anything from you. It was canceled.
Okay, did you get a cancellation number?
I don't know what my bank got.
Okay, when you called in to cancel.
I'm going to see if I wrote anything down. I'm sorry.
When you called in to cancel, did you receive a cancellation number?
That's what I'm trying to find. I'm trying to get out to my cupboard to see if I've got anything up here. I usually stick something like that on my cupboard door. But I don't see anything here.
I'm not showing where you called in to cancel this account. Now, did you already dispute the charge?
It was already taken off. Not this one, though. You guys ran another charge through today.
Okay, well, we billed you on the 3rd. This account was just created on November 29th.
No, I have not ordered anything from you.
You entered a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid on November 29th.
I did not. I learned my lesson, so I don't know who's using my information.
Do you recall doing the survey, ma'am?
I don't want anything from you guys. I do not want anything from you guys. I can't afford it. I'm on Social Security. I can't afford anything. I just like to have Christmas. So if you can take care of this for once and for all, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, did you already dispute the charge?
My bank's not open today. It just showed up on my app bank account today.
Ma'am, you stated that your bank canceled this before. Did you dispute the charge?
I had this happen. You said you saw where I called.
No, ma'am. I said
whenever
I did
that
not
was.
See.
Was it a month ago, two
no,
months
ma'am.
Ago, and it had to have been?
Ma'am,
pardon?
I said I did not see where you called in to cancel. This account was just created on November 29th.
Okay, no. The bank doesn't know about it yet. On the 30th, I had $5.74 go through my account.
Correct.
And I thought it was something for my computer, because my computer IT person, you know, signed me up for something Google. And every so often they take out, I thought it was $6, but, I thought, well, maybe it's $5.74. So I didn't pay any attention to it. That was on the 30th. But today, you guys ran through $67.32. This was
correct.
Rather than more than 2 months ago. This happened before, but I did sign up for something. I thought I was supposed to be getting something in sent to me. And that's not what it was. It was for some contest or something. We were charging. And so I called my bank. They canceled my card and gave me a new one and et cetera, and had me call you. I talked to a gentleman at your company, and he got it all taken care of.
Well, ma'am, that may be a different company, because that was not with us.
No, this company. That was this company.
Ma'am, this account was just created on the 29th. This
well,
did not
I'm
happen
you,
2 months ago.
I don't want an account with you. So I need to know what to do, because I don't want an account with you, and I don't have an account with you. I don't know who's doing this, but it's not funny.
Okay, could you verify your email address?
Ham@royalwingsaviary.com.
Okay, so your email address, your phone number, your name, and your shipping address all matches to this account. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So if you're sure you or no one else in the house placed this order, then I can get you transferred to our fraud department.
I have no one else in my house. I have no one else in my house. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how, because I did a few months ago send the information, and we got that all straightened out. But I don't want anything from your company. I don't want this. And it was the same kind of thing. This is like a deja vu. This is the same kind of thing. I don't want anything from your company. I don't have the money to take chances on anything. So how that got back into your system, I don't know, but I don't want it. I need my money to pay bills, not to play.
So just bear with me one moment while I get you checked. While I get you transferred to our fire department.
Thank you.
Still here, just bear with me one more moment.
Thank you.
So I do have you being transferred over to our fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Just hold one moment.
Thank you.